police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back to yet another installment in the ongoing, seemingly never-ending, nowhere close to comprehensive series that is the history of Buckeye Rock and Roll. We've nearly exhausted the Akron sound of the mid to late 70s, save for the most recognizable, Devo. Short, in this case, for De-Evolution. We've already discussed founding members Gerald Casale, ex-Numbers Band, and Mark Mothersbaugh, and their tenure at Kent State, a period that influenced their outlook on the human race, seeing it not evolving into something better, but regressing into dysfunction, a theme the band would take into the B-side of its first single, Jocko Homo, originally found on their own Bougie Boy label, but later released on Stiff, where it charted top 100 in the UK. The song was also the birthplace of the phrase, "Are We Not Men?", which was taken from the H.G. Wells book, The Island of Dr. Moreau. There is also a way cool Ohio reference in the song, found only in its initial release.
They tell us that we lost our tail, evolving up from little sails. I say it's all just wind and sails. Are we not men?
We are devout.
Are we not men? We're pinheads now, we are not whole. We're pinheads all, Jocko Homo. Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
Devo.
Are we not pins?
We are Devo.
Monkey mill in business suits. Teachers and critics all dance a poop. Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
Devo.
Are we not pins?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
Devo.
We are
Devo.
Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
We are
thanks to the wife of Tin Huey's Michael Aylward, a demo tape found its way to David Bowie, who, along with Iggy Pop, Brian Eno, and Robert Fripp, showed interest in producing their first album, deciding eventually on Eno. The aforementioned was released by Warner Brothers in the US and on Virgin in the UK to mixed reviews, some calling it novelty music. But 40 years later, it's considered a minor classic. The first single was a re-recorded Jocko Homo, this time without the Ohio reference, but we're going with the opening cut, Uncontrollable Urge, and the Devoed Stones cut, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. I love how 4 decades later, this stuff still holds up.
Yeah.
Devo's second LP, released 1 year later in 1979, was not exactly received any better, suffering from a mild dose of sophomore curse. Neither single fared well, although the second, a cover of Johnny Rivers' Secret Agent Man, was at least recognizable. Well, almost. Freedom of Choice album was by far their bestseller, mostly due to the single Whip It. It was also the tour the band debuted the Red Energy Dome hats. The iconic look would become synonymous with the band. Here's a live version of Whip It, taken from 1999's Devo Live LP. Then from 1984's Shout, another cover, this one of Hendrix's Are You Experienced. It would be the high point of a disappointing album.
Give a bass.
Was always interested in contributing music for films, beginning with 1976's The Truth About De-Evolution and Neil Young's Human Highway from 1977. So when the inevitable split came about, Mother's Bow, with or without Casale, went straight to music for TV, producing for Pee-wee's Playhouse and the cartoon Rugrats, among many others. So it's no surprise that Devo, while still together, covered the Lee Dorsey single Working in a Coal Mine for the soundtrack to the film Heavy Metal in 1981. And to put a proper bookend to the story, from their last LP in 2010, after the equally inevitable reunion, Something for Everybody, a cut for a Dell commercial, Watch Us Work It. Wrapping up both Devo and the Akron sound, here's both.
For having fun.
Let's head north to where the grass meets the lake for two similar bar-slash-coffeehouse-type singers, Pat Daly and Michael Spiro. Much in the same way that Alex Bevan wrote his material, both Pat and Mike played both sides of the serious novelty game. But the similarities end at the water's edge, with Pat's themes primarily being fishing, the lake, the islands, sex, and most predominantly, drinking. As for Michael, remove anything related to the Great Lakes and add song parodies. Pat Daly is known as the Bard of the Bay, Puttin' Bay, and Ohio's Jimmy Buffett. Pat laughs at the Buffett comparison, saying he'll sing Jimmy's songs when he sings his. Despite all that, his first release was not exactly complimentary to the North Coast. An EP released in 1976 titled Mistake on the Lake. Here's the title cut. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. Of course you are. The combination of two of Pat's favorite subjects beget I Have to Be Drunk to Do That, found on 1995's Raw Bar LP, a record that also contained the similar cuts, Nymphomaniac, Doobie in a Brew, Just How Drunk Are We Gonna Get, and You Don't Have to Be Drunk, all of which being fun bar songs. But when Pat composed like he wasn't a 14-year-old boy, in my opinion, it was where he shined. Good music, clever lyrics, with ties to home. As example, the 1981 single, Puttin' Bay. along with the North Coast Autobiographical Cuts, Vermilion, Davis Bessie, and Blue Catawba Moon.
Goodbye, my little old gal, I'm leaving in the morning. Don't let it get you down, cause I gave you fair warning. Don't you be denying that you heard me say, if things don't get better, then I'll have to go away. So goodbye, my little old gal, I'm going to Put-in-Bay, I'm going for the summer getaway. Winter was a bummer, I got some friends there with a house where I can stay. Put-in-Bay, I'm gonna have a good time every day, sitting in the sunshine. If you're looking, trying to find me, you can look me up at Put-in-Bay. Quitting my job at the mill and selling my car. All I'm taking with me is a Seabag and an old guitar. The city in the summer leaves a lot to be desired. Anyway, I got to say I'm tired of being tired. So goodbye, my little old gal, I'm going to Put-in-Bay. Put-in-Bay, I'm going for the summer.
Should ask you, you can tell them where I am, singing up and down the shoreline from Lorraine to Port Rowan. The sunlight off the water hits my eyes as I awake on the north coast of Ohio, where the heartland meets the lake. I've been to California, seen the mighty redwood grow, seen the sun in Arizona and the Colorado snow. Walked the back streets of Chicago to the rocky coast of Maine. Now I'm halfway to Vermilion in a lightly falling rain. So if anyone should ask you, you can tell them where I am, singing up and down the shoreline from Lorraine to Port Rowan. The sunlight on the water hits my eyes as I awake on the north coast of Ohio, where the heartland meets the lake. Thank you.
coffee on the Gulf of Mexico. Walk the dirt streets of Boston when I did not have a coat. Spend half my life wandering down some lonely railroad track. Now I'm halfway to Vermilion with a good wind at my back. If anyone should ask you, you can tell them where I am. Singing up and down the shoreline from the rain of Port Rowan. The sunlight on the water hits my eyes as I awake. On the north coast of Ohio, where the heartland meets the lake. On the north coast of Ohio, where the heartland meets the lake. Take me back to Toledo. It's been so many years since I've been to that town. No, no, you can't go back to Toledo. There ain't nobody there no more since Bessie melted down. I used to have a house out on an island, just 5 miles off the Erie shore. I can't go back to that house any longer, 'cause the island ain't there anymore. From TMI to Diablo Canyon, they never heard the people there in civil defense. So it's been in the so-called civilization. Dollars always make more noise than sins. Oh, won't you take me back to Toledo? It's been so many years since I've been to that town. Can't go back to Toledo. There ain't nobody there no more since Bessie melted down. The engineer said we got everything covered. The government said we got her under control. Surprise, surprise, the government was mistaken. Run, boy, run, she began to blow. Take me back to Toledo. It's been so many years since I've been to that town. No, no, you can't go back to Toledo. There ain't nobody there no more since Bessie melted down. She melted. She melted down.
that she's leaving, gone back to Cleveland, said she won't be coming back soon. I should be sleeping, but I lie here weeping underneath this blue type of moon. One time she told me someday I'd be lonely, singing this two-timing tune. I didn't believe her, oh, why did I deceive her underneath this blue Catawba moon? There's no boats in the harbor tonight. There's no breeze in the park. Band on the shore ain't playing no more. Even the lighthouse is dark. I'm needing her affection, seeing her reflection, looking down to this lonely lagoon. I'm a lonely papa since she left me on Catawba, underneath this blue Catawba moon. In the harbor tonight, there's no breeze in the park. The band on the shore ain't playing no more. Even the lighthouse is dark. Oh, I'm needing her affection, seeing her reflection, looking down into this lonely. I'm a lonely papa since you left me on Catawba, underneath this blue Catawba. Since my mama left Catawba, I'm a blue Catawba papa underneath this blue Catawba.
Much like Pat Daly, although not nearly as prolific nor as fixated on sex and fishing, was Michael Spiro, a North Coast singer-songwriter that not only wrote good songs, but also made his audience laugh. But you can't be from here without writing about here. And you can't be from here without loving or not the weather of here. 3 p.m. it's sunny in 72. 10 p.m., there's 8 inches of snow in the driveway. And if you are from here, the blizzard of 78 should come to mind.
Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Wasn't that a mighty storm? It blew all the people all away. and the people inside, they just cursed. And I heard about a trucker who got buried under 15 feet of snow, with no food or water for 6 long days. How he survived, I do not know.
The vinyl on the turntable wasn't exactly the proper way to experience Mr. Spyro. It was live. The smile on your face when the house lights came up was thanks in part to some clever lyrics and his song parodies. Here's Gilligan's Island meets Stairway to Heaven. Music, sex, and cookies, and putting the wrap on another Ohio homegrown rock and roll show, the cover of the Scene magazine.
Sit right back and you'll hear a tale, the tale of a fateful trip that started from a tropic port aboard a tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brand and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for 3 hours. Shores of this uncharted desert isle with Gilligan, the skipper too, the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Marion here on Gilligan's was tossed.
Tiny little one below.
I see. If you ask someone what their three favorite things in life are, the standard response is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Yes, you know, it's such a cliche, but there are some people who feel that there are different things that are important in life, and these are my three. Well, some folks think I'm a narrow-minded man. I don't think that's true. Some folks call me decadent for the things I like to do. Oh, well, you can do your thing and I'll do mine and maybe we'll agree. But among life's many pleasures, there's only three things that matter to me. It's music, sex, and cookies. Cookies, music, and sex. You can give them to me all or one at a time. I don't care which one I get next time. I've tried therapy and LSD and I've been lost, but now I'm found. And it's music, sex, and cookies. It makes my world go round. It's a true story. My friends and all my neighbors, they got drugs and alcohol. But for me, it don't take much to get me feeling 10 feet tall. Oh, there's been a few jealous husbands nearly scared me half to death. But the cops ain't never gonna arrest me for having Oreos on my breath. Music, sex, and cookies. And cookies, music, and sex. You can give them to me all or one at a time. I don't care which one I get next time. I've tried therapy and LSD and I've been lost, but now I'm found. And it's music, sex, and cookies. It makes my world go round. Well, I knew me a red-haired lady. She was looking mighty fine. She said, why don't we get sensual and have us a good old time? But after dinner and a couple of drinks, she ran off with another man. That's depressing, you know? But I'm a rational person. I thought about things to get my mind off of the situation. Like I thought about that brand new record album I had just bought that very day, sitting at home, unopened, unlistened to, still hermetically sealed. And I started to think about that brand new unopened, uneaten bag of Archway toffee chocolate chip cookies. And I started thinking about it, and I started drooling about it, and I thought, well, two out of three ain't bad. Music, sex, and cookies. Cookies, music, and sex. You can give them to me all or one at a time. I don't care which one I get next time. I've tried therapy and LSD and I've been lost, but now I'm found. And it's music, sex, and cookies. It makes my world go round. Well, some folks lust for money or love or power or fame. Me, I'm just too smart to get caught up in all of them games. Ah, but if you gave me $1 billion, I'd tell you just what I'd do. I'd get a new stereo, buy up Nabisco, and make sweet love to you. Music, sex, and cookies. Cookies, music, and sex. You can give them to me all or one at a time. I don't care which one I get next time. I've tried sodomy and therapy and I've been lost, but now I'm found. Music, sex, and cookies. It makes my world, makes my world, makes my world go round. Now I'm a hot folk singer with lean long fingers and I play a mean guild guitar. I sing about a cat, love and peace, in coffee houses and in bars. And I'm making my living with no misgivings, but there's still one thing that
there you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Final Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Suckers must know me, but they don't want to show me on the cover of their Scene magazine. Scene magazine, I want to see my picture on the cover. I'm gonna get 100 copies for my mother. I wanna see my grin on the cover of the Scene magazine. I know what you're saying. Why the hell's he playing his songs in Cleveland anyway? If you wanna go far, if you wanna be a star, you gotta go to New York or LA. But I have a confession, it's a crazy obsession with this one impossible dream. You see, I can't leave this place till I see my face on the cover of a Scene magazine. Scene magazine, I wanna see my picture on the cover. I'm gonna get 1,000 copies for my mother. I wanna see my grin on the cover of the Scene magazine. On the cover of the Scene magazine. On the cover of the Scene magazine. Oh, be so beautiful.